Adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio, 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 oh, adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio.
I've been thinking about you over the last few days and wondering, how have you been trying to get the attention of other people since Friday? What different strategies or tactics, I suppose you'd call it, have you experimented with? And which ones have worked and which ones haven't worked? And which ones have attracted you the kind of attention you most valued? I've got the hiccups now. And at the same time, I've been thinking this morning about the fact that undoubtedly at some time in your life, or I hope that at some time in your life, you've had a job you really, really liked. That's a double really. So, I mean, a lot. You liked it. So much so that it didn't even feel like work. It felt like as if you were being employed to do what you would have done anyway, even if you weren't earning money. You were that much in love with the business that you were employed by. You might have been a startup. You might still be a startup person, in love with your own invention and putting in all the hours that are available to build it up. You might be working for a company whose values you feel highly in sync with. Or you might be trying to build up a career and get noticed. But essentially, the company has been very attractive to you. And that is a big problem, isn't it? One of the worst things you can have is a job that you love. Of course, the love part is very attractive. And undoubtedly, it's a pretty bad experience to work in a job which you do the opposite of love, dislike, or detest, or can't stand, whichever one of those is, and the antonym of loving. But the reason why it's very unfortunate if you fall in love with the company you're working for is that you're likely to work long hours willingly. You're likely to spend more time at the office, more time on the production line, more time in the laboratory. It's really good for you. You're likely to neglect other parts of your life, like walking, cycling, getting fresh air, swimming, stamp collecting, train spotting, motor car mechanics, even neglect time with your friends, all for the sake of the love of the company. I've seen people burn out all my life. I've seen people burn out at work, and literally to the point where they've had to give up the job because suddenly or gradually it hits them that things are not right. The rest of their life isn't going well. So whatever you do, here's my tip. Whatever you do, if you're working for a company that you love to bits, will you for goodness sake start planning your exit strategy? Start planning to leave as soon as you can and go and work for a company that you don't love all that much. You like the people, but don't like the people too much. Because the day after you've left, most of the people will kind of regard you as, oh, he used to work here. There we are, my contribution to the welfare of humanity on Monday. Is it the first Monday in June? Anyway, it's Audio Mo Monday. All the best. Come back tomorrow.
Audio Mo, Audio Mo. Adio moho, adi. Adio moho, adio moho, adio, adio, adio. Audio, oh, audio mo, audio mo, audio mo, audio mo.